From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Linda Wertheimer. NATO's Secretary General George Robertson met with Russian President Vladimir Putin today to discuss building closer ties. Both sides appear eager to capitalize on cooperation in the war against terrorism to create a more lasting security relationship. But just what the new arrangement might look like and how much say Russia would have in NATO decisions is a work in progress. Eric Engelman reports from Moscow.
Lord Robertson came to Moscow with a message that in the wake of September 11th, it's time for Russia and NATO to recast their relationship to deal with new global realities. After talks in the Kremlin, he said the two sides had not yet reached a deal, but that the discussions will go on.
There is a very strong sense that there is a moment of opportunity which must be seized. That came through very strongly in today's meeting with President Putin. But we will continue with some speed to consider whether there are areas where a new dimension could be created that would bring alive the opportunities of the moment.
Those areas of potential cooperation include efforts to combat terrorism, as well as weapons proliferation, organized crime, and drug trafficking. One idea, floated by British Prime Minister Tony Blair, is to create a new joint council that would give Russia equal status with NATO members on certain issues. Such an arrangement would mark a major transformation for NATO, which was created 52 years ago with the express purpose of containing the Soviet Union. Today, President Putin welcomed the new initiatives, but made clear Russia wants to be a partner with NATO, not a member.
Russia won't be standing in line to join NATO, but on the other hand, we're ready to develop relations as long as the North Atlantic Alliance is prepared for this.
Right now, Russia plays an advisory role at NATO headquarters in Brussels and has no input in alliance deliberations, something Russian officials have complained about bitterly in the past. 2 years ago, Russian members stormed out of the Joint Council over NATO's decision to bomb Yugoslavia during the Kosovo conflict. But since the attacks on the World Trade Center, President Putin has signaled a new willingness to work side by side with the West. He's even hinted that Russia might drop its long-standing opposition to NATO expansion into the Baltic states, expected next year. Boris Makarenko is an analyst at Moscow's Center for Political Technologies.
For the past decade, Russia was no longer an enemy of the West, but very few people would dare to call it a friend. It was somewhere in the gray zone, sometimes a friend, sometimes a foe. Now that is changing.
But Putin's apparent evolution toward a more pro-Western stance is causing some grumbling at home. Critics in parliament complain he came back with no concessions from his recent summit with President Bush, and that the West is taking advantage of him, just like they did his predecessors, Gorbachev and Yeltsin. Viktor Ilyukhin is a communist deputy and a member of the Duma's Security Committee.
They may not want Russia's support, but they want its silence. That's why we are seeing all these visits, these promises and assurances, and patting our president on the head so they carry out their own agenda without meeting any resistance or condemnation.
For the moment at least, Russian public opinion remains strongly in favor of Putin and his foreign policy. And if Russia and NATO reach a deal, the current formula of 19 plus 1 on the Joint Council, 19 NATO members plus Russia, may soon be an even 20. Eric Engelman for NPR News, Moscow.